Hare Krishna. So Krishna has answered the three questions put forward by Arjuna. Actually, four questions, and out of the three have been answered. First one was, what are the general symptoms of Asthitaprajna? Second one, how does he speak? Third one, how does he control his senses? And now we are going to get into a new section where Krishna is going to speak about how does he walk? That is, how does he engage his senses? So Krishna is going to speak this particular concept in eight verses, starting from the today's shloka. So let's see today's shloka. Shloka number 64. It goes like this. Raga dvesha vimuktaisto vishayan indriyaischaran atma vashyair vidhe atma prasadam adigachati. So here Krishna is talking about what happens when a person is trying to engage his senses, and how should he engage his senses. These are the different aspects that Krishna is talking about. So first one, raga dvesha vimuktaistu tu, but a person who is free from vimuktaistu from raga and dvesha. Raga means attachment and dvesha means aversion. So when a person is free from raga and dvesha, attachment and aversions, to what? Vishayan indriyais charan, that is, Vishayan indriyais charan atmavashair, and able to control his senses through regulative principles of freedom, that is, vidhe atma. What happens when he is able to do this? Prasadam adigachati. He receives or he gets the complete mercy of the Lord. So this particular shloka is actually telling us how to get the mercy of the Lord, the complete mercy. So let's see the shloka one by one. So now, one important concept that we have been seeing, let's revisit that concept now. So externally trying to control the senses, artificially trying to control the senses is of no use. Because one or the other time we will fail to do that and we will fall. So what is needed? Some higher taste. Only when we get that higher taste by engaging our senses in Krishna's service, then we'll be able to control the senses. This is a very, very important point, which we have to make a note of it and meditate on how we can execute this and how we can implement this. So here, Prabhupada is telling that person in full Krishna consciousness may apparently be on the sensual plane. Because of his being Krishna conscious, he has no attachment to sensual activities. Now, using these senses, a devotee, a sthitaprajna, a Krishna conscious person might be doing various activities. So externally, when we look at that person, we'll feel like, oh, he's doing the same activities like any other person. But then, there is a change of mood. And what is that internal mood? He is not attached to that sensual activity, that activity where his senses are involved. So he is using his senses and he is connecting with the sense objects. But then his senses are not engaged with the sense objects just like any other ordinary person does. Because here he is using his senses, he is engaging with the sense objects only and only and only for one thing, that is giving pleasure to Krishna, to serve Krishna. So it is said here that he has no attachment for those activities, because he's not doing it just for his own pleasure. He's doing it for the pleasure of Krishna. And that's what is mentioned here, that he's concerned only with one thing, satisfaction of Krishna. In fact, his mood is very amazing. His mood is, if Krishna wants, and even if he doesn't like, he will do that particular activity. And if Krishna does not want, but if even if he likes that activity, he will not do it. How amazing this is. I repeat. Now, a person who is Krishna conscious, a person who is sthita pragya, his mood is this, that I don't like this particular thing, but if Krishna wants, I am ready to do it. And I like it, I like this thing very nice, very, very much, but then if Krishna does not want, I will not do it. So this is a nice mood which a Krishna conscious person has. And what is happening in all this? A very important thing is happening here. To act or not to act is within his control because he acts only under the direction of Krishna. So what is he doing? Instructions are coming from Krishna and he is just executing. No tension. No tension at all. So this is called as he is using his senses. But then those senses are not just left like that. Freedom is given to the senses but in a regulated manner. And what is that regulated manner? That regulated manner is to execute the instructions of Krishna only. And that's what Prabhupada is saying. That this consciousness, or just imagine, this consciousness is so amazing. If someone gets this consciousness that I'll just work for Krishna or else I'll not work or something like that. This consciousness is the causeless mercy of the Lord, which the devotee can achieve in spite of his being attached to the sensual platform. So this particular shloka makes it very clear that no need to renounce anything as such, the activities that we are doing. The only thing that is needed is, our activities will remain the same. The only thing that is needed is, the internal mood has to change. That internal mood has to get synced with Krishna's desire. We have to understand that, does Krishna want me to do this or no? If Krishna wants me to do this, yes, I'll go for it. If no, I'll not do it. Right? And we ourselves should also ask this question. If I do this activity, will Krishna be pleased? If the answer is yes, we have to go ahead with it. And we have to give our best, 100%, and do it. And if we get the answer no, then we should try our best to avoid it. Anyone who does this, it's very easy to control the uncontrolled senses and the uncontrolled mind. So that's what Krishna is telling here. Now Krishna has started answering this question. That is, how does a sthita pragya control his senses? Now Krishna is going to continue answering this question even in the next shloka. And it is going to become more and more interesting because Krishna is going to speak about controlling the senses. So let's see the next shloka in the next video. Hare Krishna. Don't forget to attempt the quiz and don't forget to put your understanding in the comment section. This will surely enhance your understanding and also the ones who are going to read your comments, that will surely help them. Thank you.